愿大家平安。
May the peace be with all of you.
今天晚上我们的题目是你是否心怀恶意。
This evening, the topic for mutual encouragement is, are you double-minded?
我们每个人在生命当中都要做很多决定。
Every single one of us, we have to make various decisions in our lifetime.
有一些人做决定很快，很干脆。
There are people who make quick decisions without hesitation.
但是有一些人呢，做决定的时候常常都很挣扎。
There are people who just having struggles in their decision process.
甚至在做决定的时候心怀恶意。
Or perhaps at the point where they have to make a decision, they were double-minded.
有没有试过我们去餐馆吃饭？
Have we ever tried when we go to a restaurant?
点了菜了。
Then we have already ordered some of the food out of menu.
那个侍应已经进去了。
And the waiter already gone inside for an order.
我想改，我想改。
And suddenly you raise your hand.
可不可以改？
And ask if you can change your order.
那个侍应说，师傅大概开始煮了 ，too late.
And the waiter probably said that the chef has already started cooking. It's too late.
这个也没什么所谓，反正吃一盘菜没有什么影响。
Well, that doesn't matter anyway, because that will just fill your stomach up anyway.
但是你大的决定，如果心怀恶意。
But then if it comes to a greater decision, if you are double-minded,
没有想好就去做，做了要后悔。
If you did not properly think about it, and then you regret,
那个后果就会很严重。
The consequence can be great.
比如说你跟一个人结婚。
Take for instance, if you got married with someone.
你事前要先想好。
Before that, you have to think.
决定了你就不要改变。
Once you decide, you never change.
你不要结婚之前一个小时还在想，哎，我要不要嫁给他？我要不要？
You shouldn't be still thinking the hour before your wedding whether I should marry this person.
你是想好才做一切的事。
Think properly before you make decision.
我们买房子也是一样。
Same thing as you buy a home.
想好了才买。
Think about it and buy it.
不要买了要后悔。
And you shouldn't be buying it and regretting about it.
我们移民也是一样。
Same thing like immigrating to countries.
想好了才去办。
When you think about it properly, then you migrate.
来了就是在这边，不要想说，哎呀，如果我没有来多好。
When you come here, then you stick to it. You don't regret whether you should come here or not.
心怀恶意的人自己很痛苦。
For those people who are double-minded, they're bringing about themselves complexity.
如果一个人在信仰上、信神这件事情上心怀恶意。
If for someone who believes in God with double minds,
对神不能一心一意的话,
then if you don't dedicate yourself totally to God,
他并没有办法得到神的祝福,
you will not receive any blessings from God.
我们最近都在查考以利亚的故事。
Recently, we have been studying the stories of Prophet Elijah.
以利亚先知有一个任务。
There is a mission for Prophet Elijah.
他奉神的差遣要去心怀恶意的百姓当中。
Under the commands of God, he was about to speak to those people who are double-minded.
让他们的心意稳定下来。
So that their hearts and mind can be stable.
不要再想来想去了。
They will not waver between decisions.
我们看列王记上。
Please turn to 1 Kings.
第十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
这里是记载先知以利亚奉差遣去见亚哈王。我们看第一节。
Over here it talks about how Prophet Elijah was sent to King Ahab.
这里看。
And at verse 1.
十八章的第一节，这里说过了许久啊，到了第三年了，神的话就临到以利亚说：“你去，使亚哈得见你。”
After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah: "Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain." On the land.
那以利亚就跟亚哈说。
So Prophet Elijah told Ahab.
把你所有的假先知，那些拜巴利的、拜偶像的先知聚集起来。
So gather all those prophets who are of Baal together.
让一起到加密山上见我。
So they will come to this Mount Micah to see me.
为什么要这样讲呢？
Why did he say that?
因为以利亚要在众百姓面前证明一件事情。
Because in front of the Israelites, Prophet Elijah wanted to prove something.
证明什么呢?
So what is he to prove?
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
列王记上的十八章呢，二十节。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 20.
亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。二十一节。
Verse 21.
以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持恶意，要到几时呢？若是耶和华是神，就当顺从神；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。 众民一言不答。
So verse 20, so Ahab sent words throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. 21, Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing.
以利亚先知把百姓的信仰的最关键的问题点出来。
So Prophet Elijah has pointed out the most crucial point in the problem of the faith of people.
为什么以色列百姓受苦?
So why did Israelites suffer?
三年没有下雨。
Three years without rain.
常常被敌人欺负。
They were always being taken advantage by their enemies.
就是因为神没有与他同在。
They felt that God wasn't with them.
那为什么神不跟他们同在?
Why God was not present with them?
他们有拜神啊。
Because, in fact, they have worshipped God.
他们有会幕啊。
They also have tents.
他们有圣殿啊。
They also have temples of God.
那为什么神不与他们同在?
But why did God not present with them?
这里以利亚讲得很清楚。
So Prophet Elijah over here said very clearly.
你们的心啊，心实恶意。
And how long will you waver between two opinions?
百姓的问题不是不怕神，不拜神。
The problem with these people is not that they didn't worship God.
他们又拜神，但是又拜偶像。
But rather, they worship Lord God at the same time they worship Baal.
大概是想说这样比较安全啊。
They probably thinking to themselves that it's a safer way of doing it.
多一个人保护我们嘛。
There will be one extra person or one extra God protecting us.
百姓从来没有改变他们的心。
People never change their hearts and minds.
这是最大的问题。
That is the biggest problem of all.
我们用几个例子来看看百姓的心。
So let's take a few examples to see the kind of hearts and minds they have.
神带领百姓出了埃及。
So God has led the Israelites out of Egypt.
让他们不用被法老来欺负做苦工。
So they will no longer suffer under Pharaoh to work very hard.
但是他们的心啊，从来没有离开埃及过。
But then their heart never left Egypt.
当他们遇到困难的时候，就会反映出来了。
When they face adversities, then it shows.
我们看出埃及记的第十四章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记的第十四章的第十节。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 10.
十四章第十节。
Chapter 14, verse 10.
第十节。法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。第十一节。
Verse 11。
他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地？你要把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样带我们，让我们从埃及地领出来呢？”十二节。
Verse 12。
我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搞扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。我们看百姓的心，他不就是心死而已。
So now you can look at the hearts of the people of God. They are wavering between two opinions.
神把他们从埃及救出来。
God has already delivered them from Egypt.
现在遇到一些困难了。
Now they face some difficulties.
不单只没有感激神。
Not only they did not thank God.
还埋怨神。
They blame against God.
你不带我出来还比较好。
It's probably better for you to leave us alone.
你看有困难了。
At the beginning, they have a difficulty.
法老要杀我们了。
And the Pharaoh was after them to kill them.
我们不是不要出来比较好吗？
Isn't it better for us to be there in Egypt?
这个就是心怀恶意。
This is so-called wavering between two opinions.
没有办法得到神的祝福。
You will not receive any blessings from God.
常常有听到一些弟兄姐妹讲。
We often listen to brothers and sisters say,
哎呀，信了主。
You know what?
没有什么不一样。
After believing in the Lord, there was nothing different about my life.
我还是还不是一样遇到困难。
I also have to face, confront problems.
教会里面很多人让我很软弱。
There are a lot of people in the church make me weak in my faith.
人也对我不好。
There are people not treating me properly.
我早知道我都不信。
If I know better, I wouldn't have baptized.
我们教会的人也没有比别人教会人的好。
And I thought that people in the church are not any better than people outside.
今天常常有发生这种事情。
There are a lot of comments like that these days that you hear.
一个人搞不清楚他所要的是什么。
There's just such a person just cannot understand what he's looking for.
他搞不清楚他信的对象是什么。
He cannot understand what is this person that he's believing in.
他一有困难了就埋怨神。
Once he faced difficulty, then he blamed God at first.
他人出了埃及了，心没有离开埃及。
The person has left Egypt, but the heart did not.
那另外呢，我们看另外一个例子。
Let's take a look at another example.
百姓的心呢，不是只有神而已。
The hearts of people of God does not only have God only.
还有金牛犊啊。
They also have the golden calf.
我们看出埃及记的三十二章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的第三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
出埃及记三十二章第一节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 1.
百姓见摩西迟延不下山，就大家聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做神像，可以在我们面前引路，因为领我们出埃及的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭遇了什么事。”
So verse chapter 32, verse 1. When people saw that Moses was so long coming down from mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us God, who will go before us, as for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him."
百姓这个时候已经见了神很多的恩典了。
At that point, Israelites has already received a lot of blessings from God.
十大灾殃降在埃及的身上。
There were 10 plagues being cast upon the land of Egypt.
神打开了红海让他们走过去。
And God has opened up the Red Sea for them to walk through.
每天就吃玛拿。
Every day they partake of manna.
洪水那个磐石打开出水让他们喝。
And there were waters coming out from the rock of ages.
那摩西只是上去几十天要来领受神的话语。
So Moses only went up to this mountain for 10 some day to receive the words of God.
但是呢，他们就说摩西不见了。
But then they commented that Moses was gone.
那为我们造个神吧。
So please make a God for us.
这个马上就造了金牛犊出来了。
So they quickly make a golden calf.
所以这个告诉我们，以色列百姓他们心从来没有改变过。
So it tells us that the hearts of Israelites never change.
虽然是认识了神了,
even though they know God,
得了神很多的恩典了,
they have received a lot of blessings from God.
但是心中最底那个部分呢, 还有埃及, 还有偶像, 还有金牛犊。
But rather, it's the deepest part of their heart and mind, which is the golden calf, and also their disbelief that is dwelling in.
没有办法对神很专心。
They cannot concentrate their faith towards God.
这样他们的神跟神的关系啊，就常常出问题。
So their relationship between themselves and God will always come to a problem.
我们常常讲以色列百姓，以色列百姓。
We always talk about Israelites and Israelites.
其实以色列百姓就是我们今天。
If we talk about Israelites, we're actually referring ourselves.
我们不是跟他们一样吗？
Aren't we just like them?
有时候我们心中对神也是两个态度，两个想法。
Sometimes we When we come to God, we have two kinds of thinking.
当我们遇到困难的时候,
when we face difficulty,
我们就埋怨神,
then we blame God,
埋怨教会,
then we blame the church,
说不想来教会了,
we don't want to come to church anymore.
但是如果我们看看以利亚讲什么,
but then take a look at how Prophet Elijah said.
21节啊, 这里说, 如果耶和华是神啊, 你就顺从神啊。
He says that if you recognize a Lord as God, then you submit yourself to Him.
如果巴利是神，你就去拜巴利。
If you think that Baal is God, then you follow Him.
就是你只可以选一样。
You can only choose one of them.
你不可以两样都要。
You cannot have both.
如果这个神是真的，你就好好去拜他。
If this God is true, then you must worship Him wholeheartedly.
如果神是最重要的，你就只去爱他。
If the Lord God is someone that you love, then you should love Him only.
不要爱神，又要爱世界。
You should not love God and the world at the same time.
不要拜神，要去拜偶像。
You should not worship God and worship idols simultaneously.
众民听到这个话了，他们就一言不答。
So people heard that and they said nothing.
为什么一言不答？
Why did they say nothing?
我们人都是有一个想法，就是说不要表态。
And as human, we often trying to keep silence when there is a dilemma.
大家不喜欢当坏人。
Nobody wants to be the bad guy.
所以叫观察观望，看哪一边比较好，我就跟哪一边。
So then we observe how people behave, and then if we'll just follow the majority of opinion.
这个是很不好的。
That's very bad to do.
如果神是对的方面，我们就站在神那一边。
If God is true, then you should stand on the right side.
如果真教会是真教会。
If the church is true.
我们就好好的，我们的心永远在这个教会里面。
Then we will stay our heart in this very true church.
不要看别人。
We should not look at others.
在查经班的时候，听了一个姐妹的见证。
In the Bible study, we have heard of this testimony of a sister.
她年轻的时候要寻找教会。
When she was young, when she was looking for a church,
寻找信仰
she was looking for a faith.
一开始去了很多的民间信仰啊，拜佛的啦，那些也去看过。
She had gone through all kinds of faith in this world.
但是那些民间信仰，那些偶像，没有办法满足她的内心。
But then those idol worshipings and other religions cannot fulfill her heart.
她在找教会。
So then she looked for churches.
很多教会她也去过。
Many churches she visited.
觉得没有一个满足她。
She couldn't find a satisfaction.
后来来到真耶稣教会慕道。
Later on, she came to True Jesus Church to study the truth.
哇，一开始哇，这个祷告吓她一跳。
At the beginning, she was shocked by the prayer.
没有办法接受，觉得很害怕。
She couldn't accept the fact that we pray that way.
但是她跟神讲，她跟神祷告。
But then she prayed to God and asked.
来到台前面。
So she came before the chapel.
神啊，如果这个是你的教会。
She said, "If this." God, if this is your very church,
如果这个教会是真的,
if this church is true,
那你要赶快让我知道,
so please let me know quickly,
不要让我浪费时间,
so that I won't waste my time.
如果这个教会是真的, 我就要留下来,
if this is a true church, I will stay.
在这个时候, 他就得了圣灵,
at that very moment, she received the Holy Spirit.
但是后来他也看到教会有一些软弱的情况,
well, later on, she witnessed a lot of weaknesses in the church.
人的软弱,
that is, weaknesses of people in the church.
当然，教会都是由人组成的。
Of course, churches consisted of people.
人都有软弱。
And there are weaknesses to human.
在关键的时候
，at the very key point，
他想到了。
Then she thought about it.
我来是要找神的。
I'm coming here for God.
我不是来找人。
I'm not coming here for man.
如果这个教会真的是真的
，if this true, if this church is true，
道理是真的。
If the truth is true itself,
我就要在这个教会受洗。
Then I have to be baptized into this church.
我不是要看人。
I don't need to see people.
就这样决定了。
So then she decided.
就这样下去了。
And then she insisted.
感谢主。
And thank God.
所以有时候我们要想想。
So sometimes we have to think about this.
如果神在我们生命当中是最重要的。
If God is the most important thing in your life.
我们就不要被其他的事情影响。
Then you should not be influenced and wavered by other things.
不要因为人家一两句话，我们就不来拜神。
You shouldn't stop worshiping God just because of somebody making a small comment.
或者是发生的事情，我们就放弃了神。
Or maybe a small little things that happen to you, then you quickly abandon God.
我们看马太福音的第六章啊。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
马太福音第六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, and he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们一个很重要的道理。
So, the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us a very important truth.
一个人的时间有限。
There's limitation to one's time.
生命有限。
There's limitation to our life.
精神有限。
There's limitation to our energy.
你只能够侍奉一个主人。
You can only serve one master.
用现在的话来说，你只能够有一个 full-time job.
In today's word, it means, plain words, it means that you can only have one job.
你不可能同时有两个全职。
You cannot simultaneously have two jobs.
你不能够哦，我有一个全职，这个偷偷要借别的工作。
You cannot have a full-time job and have a part-time job on the side.
那你的心呢，绝对不能够把这个分得很平的。
Then your heart can never be devoted to any one of them.
同样的，我们一个人不可能爱两个配偶。
In the same way, as a person, we cannot love two spouses.
在旧约的时候啊，没有错，神容许人的软弱，一个丈夫要几个妻子。
In the Old Testament, it is true that God has allowed people to have several wives.
但这个不是神设计的。
But then it's not designed by God.
神设计的是一夫一妻。
God has designed one husband, one wife.
但是大家都把他的心呢全部交给对方。
Because then you can devote your heart wholly to the other party.
但是呢，人的软弱，有很多娶了好几个太太。
But then there, because of weakness of men, people marry many wives.
家里也都很多问题。
And there are a lot of problems in the family.
你没有办法把你的心呢很平均的分给每一个人。
Because you cannot just straighten out how you can divide your hearts among the wives.
你一定是比较爱这个轻那个。
You probably will have biases between the wives.
同样的，神告诉主耶稣告诉我们呢。
In the same token, the Lord Jesus told us.
你不可以要侍奉神，要侍奉钱。
We cannot serve both God and money.
钱就代表世界。
Money represents this world.
代表这个世界的利益，荣华富贵。
It symbolizes the benefit and also a wealth of this world.
如果我们很爱这个世界，
If we love this world so dearly,
那爱神的心就不在我们里面。
Then there's nothing, there's not a, the heart of loving God is non-existent.
譬如说，如果我们很喜欢看电视。
Take for instance, if we love to watch television,
很喜欢看那个韩剧啦、日剧啦，一直几十集，一个都四五十集的。
We love to watch those Korean and Japanese soap opera because those are probably 10 series or 20 series.
你很爱看那些，你就不会爱读圣经，绝对不会一起爱的。
And if you love to watch those soap opera, then you probably won't like to read the Bible.
你的心看那些东西，你的心都跑到那边去。
Because when you see too much of those soap opera, then your heart goes there.
那东西很吸引人。
Because those things are very attractive.
所以不可能你的心又很爱看电视，又很爱读圣经，这个是没办法。
There's no way that you can love watching soap opera on one hand and love reading the Bible on the other.
同样的，如果我们很爱赚钱。
In the same token, if we love to make money,
把大部分的时间精力要放在越来越多的世界的追求。
We dedicated ourselves most of our time trying to make more money.
我们就不可能啊，要花很多的时间精神啊，要来侍奉神。
Then it's impossible for us to serve the Lord.
因为大部分的时间已经被世界用掉了。
Because majority of your time has been spent in this world.
回家已经很累了。
And when you go home, you are all exhausted.
Weekend 也加班了。
And over weekend, you still have to work overtime.
你有时间侍奉神呢？
How the world are you going to have time to serve God?
勉强能够来聚会就很不错了。
It is already great if you can barely make it to church or service.
或者说我们怎么培养我们的儿女？
Or take for instance how we bring up our children.
我们要他们学五六样东西。
So we allow them to learn five or six things.
要游泳，要不同的语文，要跳舞，要下棋，要什么？
They swim, they dance, they learn different languages, they play chess.
那一定就没有时间来培养他的信仰，因为他回到家也很累了。
There's no time for them to cultivate their faith.
晚上你不可能带他来教会，因为他一定在家里很累了，或者是在写别的功课了。
Because it's impossible for them to come to church because they will be staying home doing their homework.
所以生活的重心呢，最重要的事情只有一件。
So the emphasis of life is one thing only.
如果神在我们的生命是最重要的
，If God in your life is the most important,
那我们就要把其他事情看得比较次要。
Then you should treat every other things less important.
可有可无，没不是很重要。
Those are dispensable.
最重要是聚会。
And the most important thing is to come to service.
最重要是我可以侍奉神。
Because coming to service, we are serving God.
最重要我可以守道理。
And the most important is we have to keep the truth.
最重要我可以进天国。
And the most important thing is I can enter the heaven.
但是有时候我们两个都要。
But sometimes we want both.
又要神又要世界。
We want God, we don't want this world.
结果两个都没有。
Then you miss both of them.
所以我们在思考先知以利亚的话。
So think about the words of Prophet Elijah.
你们心怀恶意，要到什么时候呢？
So how long are you going to waver between two opinions?
赶快决定了。
You must quickly make your decision.
我们看回来这个列王记上。
Please turn back to First Kings.
他们怎么样来做决定呢？他们还在观察。
So how did they make their decisions? They were still observing.
我们看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
列王记上了十八章二十三节。
First Kings chapter 18 verse 23.
当给我们两只牛犊，巴利的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子，放在柴上，不要点火。我也预备一只牛犊，放在柴上，也不要点火。二十四节。
Verse 24.
你们求告你们的神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。那降火应验的神就是神。众民回答，这话甚好。
Verse 23. Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one of themselves and let them cut it.into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire on, to it. 24. Then you call on the names of your God, and I will call on the names of the Lord. The God who answered by fire, he is God. Then all the people said, What you say is good.
以利亚要逼以色列百姓做一个决定。
So what Prophet Elijah was doing here is he's trying to force Israelites to make a decision.
你不可以不表态。
You cannot just waver in your opinions.
你不可以不讲话。
You cannot just keep quiet.
你观察了很久了。
You have already observing for a long time.
你已经 摇摆不定很久了。
And you have been wavering for a long time.
关键的时候你要做决定。
At this key point, you have to make a decision.
要还是不要？
Do you want it or not?
就好像有些人谈恋爱啊，有些男生啊，拖拖拉拉的。
And there's just some guys when they're in a courtship.
啊，女生问他，你要不要娶我？要就快啊，要做决定了，
and
the, 不然不浪费我时间。
Asking this this lady asking this man if he want to marry me.
啊，是对的事情你就要做。
If it's right, then you have to do it quickly.
买房子也是看了看了，到底要做要不要做决定。
Same thing as buying a home, you have to make quick decisions.
最重要的决定是你跟神的关系。
But the most important decision of all is the relationship between yourself and God.
但是为什么百姓啊没有办法做这个决定？
And why did the people of God weren't able to come to a decision?
他们已经很久没有从神那边直接看到一个非常明确的证明。
It is because they have, for the longest time, not able to see any proof or evidence from God.
他们拜神呢，只是一种形式而已。
For them to worship God is only a formality.
没有一个火。
There was no fire.
没有感动。
There was no inspiration.
没有那种震撼的力量。
There was no impact to their faith.
有时候我们的信仰就是这样。
Sometimes our faith is just like that.
为什么不冷不热？
Why do we find ourselves being lukewarm?
不痛不痒。
And we don't feel it good or bad.
你说没有来聚会吗？不是啊，偶尔会来一下。
If we say that whether we have come to a church, well, I come occasionally.
道理也听了不少啊。
And then we have already heard a lot of words of God.
但是呢，心中有时候缺乏这个火。
But then there's just lack of this fire, zeal in our heart.
缺乏这个动力。
There's lack of this motivation in us.
缺乏这个决心。
There's lack of this decision in us.
把一切不好的断绝。
So you have to cut off and cut away all those bad in you.
自己明明知道神的旨意。
And you already know the will of God.
但是又不想去做。
But you didn't want to do it.
这个就是我们。
This is just us.
心怀而已。
We are the one that is wavering between opinions.
为什么心怀而已？
Why do we waver?
没有看到天火。
Because we did not see the fire in heaven.
没有体验到真神。
Because we did not experience God.
没有体会到神的大能。
It's because we did not experience the great power of God.
常常摇摇摆摆。
So there are often we find ourselves wavering.
所以以利亚说，拿一些拿那个牛来。
Therefore, Prophet Elijah said that.
两只牛。
Bring the bulls.
你也要先祭，我也要先祭。
So you make offerings of your bull, and I do mine.
把那牛切了切了。
So you cut up the bull into pieces.
看看从天上来，谁有火降在。大家的祭物哪一边？
So let's look at how the fire from heaven will be descended on those offerings.
如果你的神听你祷告，火要从天上降下来，那你那个就是神。
So if your God listened to your prayer, then the fire will come down and the offering will be done.
意思就是说，全部人就可以拜你那个巴力。
It means that everyone will worship Baal.
那如果我这边耶和华从天上降火烧这个祭物，当然都是耶和华是神。
But then if my God from heaven that sends a fire to burn the offering,
就是证明耶和华是神。
Then it proves that my God is true.
百姓说好，这个话好，就这样决定。
And then the people replied, what you say is good.
结果我们知道。
Then we know.
结果很清楚。
The consequence was very clear.
巴力的先知整天砍自己啊，打架啊，祷告啊，都没有用。
So the prophets of Baals try always to cry out.
到了以利亚了。
And then it was Elijah's turn.
他说叫百姓到他那边去。
So he asked the people of God to gather around him.
我们看三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
以利亚对众民说：“你们到我这里来。”众民就到他那里，他便从兽已经毁坏耶和华的坛。他第一件事情把神的坛修理好。
So first thing is he has
修理耶和华的坛。
So he repaired the
altar.
The altar.
然后呢，把水呢灌在那个坛的周围。
So then he used water to fill up to pour around the altar.
一次、两次、三次，灌满了水了。
So after one, two, three times, until they were filled up.
就算你有火柴，有火在下面点啊，那个火也不会烧不起来，因为太湿了。
So even if you have fire to lit it up, because it's too wet, it won't be set up.
不可能着的。
There was no way that it can be lit up.
但是以利亚祷告。
But then Elijah prayed.
三十六节。
verse 36.
到了献燔祭的时候，先知以利亚进前来说：“亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，耶和华啊，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切的事。”37节。
Verse 37.
耶和华啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心意回转。38节。
Verse 38.
于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，要烧干沟里的火的水。众民看见了，就俯伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”所以可以看到，关键就是天火。
So now you could see the key point is the fire of the Lord.
天火下来，把所有的以利亚信的祭物烧干了。
The fire of the Lord fell and burned up everything on the altar.
石头、尘土通通烧干了。
Even stones or the water or the soil has been burned.
这个证明耶和华是神。
So that proves that the Lord is God.
这里告诉我们什么？
So what is telling us here?
一个人信仰要复兴啊，不是自己可以办得到的。
For a person to revive one's faith is not only by your own effort.
以利亚讲得很清楚了。
Prophet Elijah said,
是神的天火叫以利叫百姓心内心转回归向神了。
So it is the fire of the Lord that has turned the hearts of people to God.
他们看到天火了。
Because they have seen this heavenly fire.
只有耶和华是神。
God, the Lord, he is God.
他们就把假先知杀了。
So then, they killed all of those false prophets.
归向真神。
So they returned themselves to God.
啊，今天我为什么我们的儿女没有归向神？
So why did our children today did not come to God?
我们的配偶还没有归向神。
So why did our spouse not come to God?
他们还没有看到天火。
Because they haven't seen the fire of heaven.
还没有被神感动到。
They have not seen the inspirations of God.
还没有看到神的大能。
They have not seen the great power of God.
所以他们的心很硬。
So their hearts were so hardened.
就去英国。
So this time I have a chance to go to England.
英国有个青年。
And there was a brother in England.
他已经15年没有去教会。
For 15 years, he has not come to church.
他很反叛。
And he was very perverted.
他虽然从小在教会受洗。
Even though he baptized when he was very young.
但是后来就没有去教会了。
But then he stopped coming to church.
认识一些坏的朋友。
And then get into bad companions.
也没有再去教会很久。
So then he stopped coming to church for a long time.
一直为他祷告。
But then the parents prayed for him. For a long time.
每天为他流泪。
Every day, parents will pray in tears.
就是我这个儿子，我没有办法放弃他。
It's all about this son that I cannot let him go.
结果有一次灵恩会。
So there was a spiritual convocation.
他竟然自己想来教会。
So surprisingly, he volunteered to come to church.
很认真的听道理。
So he listened to the word of God very carefully.
他还没有圣灵。
Of course, he did not have Holy Spirit.
但是他突然间很想求圣灵。
But then suddenly he had the urge to pray for Holy Spirit.
跪到前面来。
So he knelt in front of the chapel.
生平第一次很认真祷告。
And the first time in his life he prayed earnestly.
圣灵大大的充满他。
And the Holy Spirit greatly ascended on him.
讲灵言。
So he prayed in tongues.
流眼泪。
And he was crying.
就好像天火从天上下来。
It's just like the fire from heaven that has been fallen.
他的心马上改变。
And his heart changed right away.
我要回到神的身边。
I want to return to God.
我离开神太远了。
I have departed from God too far.
他的心回转归向神。
So his heart has come back to God.
就是这个天火。
So it is all about this fire from heaven.
这个天火就是圣灵。
This heavenly fire is the Holy Spirit.
我们看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有大响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。第三节。
Verse 3.
使徒行传第二章的第三节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 3.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。第四节。
Verse 4.
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。第一次圣灵降临的异象。
So this is the first descending of Holy Spirit.
有舌头如火焰。
So they were the tongues of fire.
降临在他们头上。
Has been given to them.
就这个异象很清楚。
So this this vision was very clear.
旧约的时代，以利亚求天火。
So in the Old Testament, when Prophet Elijah asked for the fire from heaven.
看到天火了, 百姓的心改变了。
So when people see the heavenly fire, they change their hearts.
那今天如果我们还是摇摆不定,
so if today we still waver,
可能我们还没有被圣灵充满,
maybe we have not yet been fulfilled by Holy Spirit.
没有体验到神,
we did not feel God.
所以如果我们真正的认定认识神,
if we truly recognize God,
看到这个天火,
if we see this heavenly fire,
永远不会离开神的,
then we'll never depart from God.
如果我们真正的体验圣灵,
if we truly experience Holy Spirit,
永远不会离开真教会,
we will never leave true Jesus Church.
我管理别人跟我讲什么,
I don't care what people say.
我管理别人在教会里面发生什么事,
I don't care what happened in the church.
这里有神的天火,
there is the heavenly fire of God in the church.
我来拜神,
I'm here to worship
我什么我都不管,
God. I don't care about any other things.
我们有没有这样体验?
Do we have this kind of experience?
不要再心怀而已,
you shouldn't be wavering.
我们对神的心, 神知道,
our hearts to God, God knows.
神期待我们对神一心一意,
he is expecting us to dedicate our hearts to him.
神就等我们这样想,
God is waiting for us to change our heart this way.
神啊, 我只爱你,
oh Lord, I don't only love you.
这个世界的东西不是很重要,
in this world, there is nothing more important than you.
神啊, 我只想你,
I only think about you.
我最喜欢亲近你,
I love to draw myself closer to you. So the Lord is waiting for us to tell that to him.
主啊,
oh Lord, I can lose anything in this world.
我都不可以失去你,
but I cannot lose you.
我可以失去财产,
I can lose my wealth.
可以失去健康,
I can lose my health.
甚至我的婚姻,
I can lose even my marriage.
我的家庭,
my family.
我的儿女,
my children.
但是我不可以没有你,
but I cannot just leave you.
对神一心一意,
so we have to dedicate ourselves wholeheartedly to God.
如果一个人看到天火,
if a person sees the heavenly fire,
他就要把心中的偶像除去,
then he will get rid of the idols in his heart.
最后我们来看雅各书,
and lastly, let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书,
book of James,
第一章,
chapter 1.
雅各书, 新约的雅各书的第一章,
book of James, chapter 1.
第六节,
verse 6.
雅各书的一章第六节,
James chapter 1 verse 6.
只要凭着信心求, 一点不疑惑, 因为那疑惑的人, 就像海中的波浪, 被风吹动翻腾, 第七节,
verse 7.
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么, 第八节,
verse 8.
心怀恶意的人, 在他所一切所行的路上, 都没有定见, 圣经的话太美好了。
The Bible verse is so wonderful.
为什么一个人会心怀而已?
Why is a person wavering?
改来改去,
why he changes mind all the time?
好像海中的波浪,
he's just like a wave of the sea.
别人怎么吹他就去哪里?
So he will just he will be tossed around by the wave and also the wind.
就是因为他没有信心,
it's all because he has no faith in him.
别人讲一讲,
so he will easily influence by what people say.
所以我们不要心怀恶意,
so in order not to waver, we have to pray to God to add our faith.
在祷告的时候不要心怀恶意,
so that when we pray, we will not waver.
专心靠神,
we will dedicate our prayers to God.
因为主耶稣这里讲, 这个圣经这里讲,
because the Bible says here,
第八节啊, 如果你心怀恶意啊, 不要想从神那边得什么。
At verse 8, it says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. So may the Lord help us, so that we'll devote our hearts to God. Let's sing hymn. Let's sing hymn number 112.
Oh.